whole Indian of Achashverosh, and Achashverosh, the Megillah has to start, every war is happening, then they're rebuilding the second Beis Hamikdash. Achashverosh makes his own palace. He builds a palace in the Ribono Shel Olam. It's the greatest chutzpah. And the right of the Yidden, and the Padamit Nishamen, and the Sadasa Shel Achashverosh means that you bring in the whole Malchus of Achashverosh is built in the Ribono Shel Olam's palace. Every Melech Stam in the Megillah is what? What's the Chacham over here? We're talking about Achashverosh, the Rosh Hashanah. So we're saying Behesta is the Ribono Shel Olam. What's the Teretz? The Teretz is whose palace is it? Whose palace is this world? Whose Heichal is it? Every Melech Benister, every Melech Stam it says. Melech Stam means it's anonymous. Any anonymous Melech is Melech Malchim Nochi. The whole word of Chazal is that the Pagam was that somebody was building a Melech in another Melech. Al Pipshat, it's Melech Achashverosh. Al Pipnim, where was he building his palace? He was building his palace in the Ribono Shel Olam's Heichal. That was a Moedek of Pagam. Esther said, "Lech Knoyt." It's called take all the Yidden, it's the Bata Knesis and Bata Midrashis. Take them, and they'll realize why did they do tshuva when they entered the Beis HaMedrash, started learning in the Beis HaMedrash, they realized, vay. Only their Beis HaMedrash, they have to be in the Echol of the Malka. That's why Beis HaMedrash, Beis HaKnesis is called Bais. Beis HaKnesis, Beis HaMedrash. That's the base of Beis HaMedrash. It's you that when you learn it, tell you're going into the Echol of the Malka. It's not stammer. It's a base of Medrash. It's a base. It's the base from Bereshis Vara Lakim. So Esther took them all to Shul, and then they realized that they're in Echol and Malka. In Echol and Malka, they realized that Achashverosh is stammer mechutzim, stammer meshugana. They're building a palace in the Melech's palace. So that's the shidduch between him and Haman. That's what he wanted to do. Who's the best at it? Haman. Haman is the best at building palaces in the Bereshis Shalem's palace. He makes them notorious with Ebi, the Lo Yare Lakim. In other words, Yaakov is an ish tom, Yosheva Holim. Yaakov realizes that if you learn Torah, you're in, that's why it's a Yosheva Holim. Zinoyev, he realizes that when you're learning Torah, you're in a Baalis. You're in a Beis HaMikdash. Yaakov schlepped that Razim down to Mitzrayim, and the Bricha Ticho and the Mishkan is coming with Yaakov. Yaakov is the Bechanis Mishkan because he was Yosheva Holim. Ainsel was an ish sada. Ish sada means sada is hefka. It's how it is in the Gemara, if you believe it. It means hefka is sada, sada is hefka. What for Sada Hefka is it's Hefka, everybody can own it. Really, this world is a Hefka. This world is a Hefka. And Chol of the Malka. When you eat a meal, you eat a Shulchan Gavoya Kazachar. If you don't, it's a Chemesim. Over Shulchan Gavoya Kazachar. Why am I eating in my own house? Why is it a Shulchan Gavoya Kazachar? But the time is because this whole world is a Hechel. This whole world is a Beis HaMikdash. So when you're sitting in a world, you're sitting and eating a Shulchan Gavoya, you're eating a Beis HaMikdash. If you say it's Divrei Torah, say the retire. What are you eating? So then you're in the Beis HaMikdash. Ah, if you're in the Beis HaMikdash, and I'm eating in the Beis HaMikdash. Say the retire at the table. The retire take you into the Beis HaMikdash, and then you're eating Mishulchan Gavaya. That's the time you make the Mishnah Perkei Avos. You're eating Mishulchan Gavaya because you said Torah. But if you didn't say Torah, you're eating Mepinish and Enem. So that's Shach HaShverosh. It is Beichal of the Malka. You're not makir it, and you're Bechinah building another palace, building your own table in the HaShverosh.
Why is
the
stack
still in
the Echol
Malach
if you don't learn
Torah? That's right. The stack of the rice of Bar Alma. So Al Pi Emes, the person has to, the whole Indian is Abba Kodesh Baruch Hu Lislo Dir Tachtoyim. Because Al Pi Emes, Al Pi Pnim, is wherever you're going in the Echol Malach. The Pshat is what awakens you to your Margish Shalom. What gives you the feeling to tackle the inner Ribono Shel Olam's palace? That's by learning Torah. And you know, when you learn Torah, you're miskasher. You're miskasher. And then you're in the Das, and then you feel the inner Ribono Shel Olam's palace. Torah tells you the inner Ribono Shel Olam's palace. The guy walks into the king, he doesn't know what it is. He got lost, and he walks into the king's palace. So he got lost, he doesn't know where he is. He's in Europe. The person learns Torah. Torah guides him to know that he's by Echol of the Malk. And therefore everything he has to do in Oifen of Shemitah Hashem and Yudhi Samad.
But if someone doesn't let Sarah and Moshe look at Moshe Shemach, he's building inside.
That's right.
So why is it like in the Heichal?
Because he's saying Oisius of Aleph Beis. And that is, the Rajon is right there. As soon as you say the Oisius of Aleph Beis, Oisius him and Heichal. So as soon as you say there's Oisius, the Shechon is there. The Shechon is in the Oisius. The Shechon is in the Oisius. So it's like a base of English. So he built the king of palace, and you're sitting on the throne of it. Why did you say those words? To make a model for the Shechina, and you're pushing me out of there? You're building me a palace, and you're sitting on the throne? That's the whole Gilui of Purim. His Malchus. Whose Malchus is it? It's the Rabban Shlomo's Malchus.
It's showing you how much of a merida it was.
That's right. Showing how much it was building a palace in a palace. And that's the sod. Every melech is the Rabban Shlomo's palace. It's the Rabban Shlomo's. The melech is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he's putting himself the whole time in the Rabban Shlomo's Malchus. It's even deeper. Esther asked Kisvuni the Doyers. It wasn't so pashut whether Megillus Esther was going to become one of the Choftal Tzvara. Kisvuni the Doyers, Kisvuni, make me a part of the Torah. What's this whole bear over here? That's the bear. Esther became Torah. The whole Megillus Esther became a chelik bilti nifrad of one of the Megillus of the Torah. Because the whole bear was that when you learn Torah, you're building the Echol of the Malka. Building the Hanchana de Malchus, Esther asked, what did I restore? What was I zeichet to restore over here? That this world is the Hechel HaMelech. This world is the Hechel HaMelech. Hechel HaMelech, Melech Noch. Achashverosh is a Meshuggah. He put himself on the Melech. We're going back to Melech Sam. Melech Sam is Melech Melech Noch Melech Noch. So Neda, what did she say? She says that if this becomes, this has to become part of Torah. Because this was Mevarer, that this world is the Hechel HaMelech. Maybe there was a bearer over there, and it became Kiswini Ladoyus. And the pasuk, this in Yens, and the pasuk, this was a Mechis Amalek. A parish of Mechis Amalek has to be a chelikin Torah. Because Amalek is against the base of Rishis. You can't start this. You start the Torah off. If a Sefer writes a whole Sefer Torah, misses out the first base. Can't use the Sefer Torah. Amalek Sefer Torah is without a base. You're not going into a bias. So Esther said, Megillas Esther has to become a chelik of Torah. It becomes a chelik of Torah. You're going into Megillas Esther Avada. You're going into the Hechel HaMelech. That's what she restored. Where all the halachas, Mitch Masechta, all the halachas are based on the basis of Megillah. Masechta is Megillah. Oh, she reestablished the bias. She took away from the bias of Achashverosh when they pressed on the press. It's not even a chutzpah, it's not even your melchus. That's the whole gilui. Achashverosh came from nowhere. Who's the melchus? It was Vashti. And who's Achashverosh? His father was in charge of the stables. He was in charge of the horses, the fair. That's where he was. And his whole mahus was, he puts himself onto somebody else's melchus. That's what Achashverosh was. That's the Lord. Came from the street, came from the stable. And then he crowned himself a king, and he made a whole suit, and this in the end, the whole vat was to take away, to chas v'shalom, throw off the chol of the malchus, melech malchus, melech malchus, melech malchus, and to be mamed his own malchus instead. That's his whole malchus. He didn't come from the Nebuchadnezzar, Vashti came from the Nebuchadnezzar. So that's his whole mahus, and that's what he did. So the whole Megillah says, the whole story of Purim is restoring the Malach. And that's where you find that Malach, with that terrible chutzpah, Titus HaMelech, he went dafke into the Beis HaMikdash, Titus HaRasha from Rome, and he was Oiv HaAveiros, Oiv HaAroyos in the Beis HaMikdash. On a Sefer Torah, it says, on a Sefer Torah, he was Baal Erva in the Beis HaMikdash. He's Roim. Roim is Adam. Adam is Esav. In other words, what are they? Literally, Lichvesh HaSamalka, Imi Babo is Mamish. That's what Titus did. That's the clip of Esav. Clip of Esav, he has the chutzpah. Esav, and that's what Rashi says there. Ambati Retachas. He does all the dangerous things. He jumps into the Ambati Retachas. He does the danger. He comes into the Hechel HaMelech, like Titus did. And that's Haman. Sachish Version Haman is the perfect Shidduch. Haman is the Nesimus Koyach. Haman is the Nesimus Koyach to take the Yidin out of that feeling and in the Hechel HaMelech. To be put in that Indian that Yidin should learn Torah without a hergish, without a hech, without a feeling that there's no hechel HaMelech over here, and Chashverosh is the Melech, etc. So Mela, his downfall is Mamash Agam Lichbash HaSamalka in the Melech. After that downfall, Esther became Chateh to Kiswini Ladoy. So let people learn me and going to the hechel HaMelech.